From Indie Rock Central, spinning the best independent music from the Bay and beyond. Welcome back. It's Insomnia Radio San Francisco with your host, Scott Tanetti.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. This week, I'm doing something a little bit unique. Today I'm going to play a bunch of alternate tracks. Now, that means I've got four bands lined up for you and four songs, but each of those songs has two different versions. Now, maybe the band recorded a demo and released it and then later redid it for a full length, or there was an EP version and then there was an album version. Whatever the reason, these bands have done alternate takes of these songs. Now, I've also played all four of these songs at some point in the past of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. So I've got four bands lined up for you. I've got Little Yellow Perfect, Loquat, The Winter Sounds yet again, and a little bit more on my obsessiveness over them. And to close out the show, Cult of Sue Todd. And this also marks another first for this show, in that I have a co-host with me. I have Miguel from the TLP, and more information on that later on as well. And he is going to be introducing the songs for me. So without further ado, here we go.
Little Yellow Perfect, Television, demo version.
Would I come for manhood?
Edition, album version.
There you have it, two decidedly different versions of the track Television from San Francisco band Little Yellow Perfect. The first version I downloaded off their MySpace site sometime last summer, and the album version is from their new album Simple Devices, which was recently released, I think, just this past spring. So of these alternate takes that these bands have done, I definitely have my favorite versions of each of the songs. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I don't want to color your view. Make up your own mind and see which you like better, which you would rather seek out, because some of these are still available in some form or another. And I want to thank Miguel for being, my sidekick here and introducing the bands. And so coming up is another San Francisco band, Loquat, with their track Swing Set Chain. The first version I downloaded off of GarageBand again last summer, and then later last summer I actually bought the album and was very shocked to find out that they had completely redone the track. There are a lot of similarities, but a lot of differences as well. See if you can pick up on them. I'll see you on the other side.
Loquat, Swing Set Chain, original version.
There's a play
Have it, two versions of the lovely, lovely song Swing Set Chain by San Francisco band Loquat. The original, as I said, was taken off of GarageBand last year, and then the second version was from their album Yours to Keep. And it's really bizarre to kind of get attached to a particular version of a song and then get what you think is the same one, and it's all changed up. Again, I don't know what particular reasons Loquat had for redoing that song, but bands have their own reasons. Coming up, The Winter Sounds. Now, I played them last week. I played them several weeks ago. I promise you guys, this is the last time I'm going to play them until they have a new album, basically, unless if there's like a greatest hits or a mixtape or something, because I know that... That can be a bit much. I know that when some podcasters play the same bands over and over and over again, it can get really tiring. However, this song, Oblivion, by The Winter Sounds, was originally released on their EP called Land of No Output, if you can call nine songs a valid EP. It's almost a full length. And for their latest release, Porcelain Empire, they took 8 of those 9 tracks on the EP and redid many of them. They did some re-recording, they remastered, and the results are just phenomenal. Colin Cobb, who runs Livewire Records, actually produced Porcelain Empire, and so he took a lot of those songs and redid them. And in many cases, the differences are very subtle. You really can't tell a ton. He cleaned up a lot of the production. He added some flourishes here and there. But really, by and large, the differences are very minor. You would have had to listen to the EP version quite a bit to pick up on some of the changes. Except for with this song, Oblivion. They totally redid it. And you will know exactly what I'm talking about when you hear it.
The Winter Sounds, Oblivion, EP version.
Please call. We can talk on the phone all night.
There you have it, Oblivion from the Winter Sounds, the first version from their EP, The Land of No Output, the second version from their brand new full length called Porcelain Empire. And originally when I got my copy of Porcelain Empire, I wasn't too thrilled with the new version of Oblivion. Now, listening to them side by side, I gotta say I prefer it. Okay, so I lied. Said I wasn't going to color your judgment, but I actually do prefer the redone version. So kudos to Colin, kudos to Patrick and the band, and thanks to all of you who have not jumped ship because I'm constantly playing the Winter Sounds. I promise you, unless I'm doing a best of year end, a look back at the year that was in indie music and happened to feature them or on a mixtape, I'm not going to play them again until they release a new album. I promise, with those couple of little exceptions. All right. Thanks for sticking around. Finally, Cult of Sue Todd. Now, this song not only underwent a complete re-recording because Stephen Perry, I love the name because it's kind of an amalgamation of Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith. Stephen Perry, the leader of Cult of Sue Todd, who also is a subscriber, by the way, so shout out to Stephen. Hey, how's it going? He says he listens to my show while he cleans his apartment. So, you know, hopefully I'll put out enough shows so that his apartment can remain clean. And so he recently sent me a copy of their new EP. It's got four tracks, two of which were recorded previously under sort of a different incarnation. I think he may have done all the instruments himself or just had some kind of other people, you know, play along with him. But now he's got a solid bass player and a solid drummer, and they are doing their thing, and they re-recorded in the studio, and it sounds phenomenal. And not only did it undergo a starting down a path, and I just kind of lost it on a tangent, sorry. Not only did it undergo a complete makeover in terms of the recording, but it also changed names. So originally, the song was called Burn Tampa, and I think I played it on a San Francisco mixtape. I don't believe I played it on an episode. I think it was, I don't know, maybe mixtape number one? I can't remember. Somebody dig that out of the archives and send me an email, scott@insomniaradio.net. Let me know when I played that. And so in its newly recorded version, it's called simply Tampa, and it rocks. It really, really rocks. So here is Burn Tampa, followed by Tampa from Cult of Sue Todd, and I'll come back to wrap it up on the other side.
Cult of Sue Todd, Burn Tampa, original version.
It took a long weekend to explore your proposition. I don't want enough.
there you have it, Cult of Soutade with Tampa and Burn Tampa. I hope you've enjoyed this little ride. It's been fun. It was a little bit different. You got to hear the same song, you know, twice in a row, which you may or may not like. So again, shoot me some feedback, scott@insomniaradio.net. Let me know what you thought of this little divergence down the normal type of format that I usually do. Go check out the site, sf.insomniaradio.net. And yeah, that's about it. So I hope you have a great week. I hope to be back next week with another show. And pretty soon I've got coming up a very special type of episode. It's an interview episode. And I'm going to be interviewing the author of Perfect From Now On, How Indie Rock Saved My Life. In fact, I'm meeting with him tomorrow in North Beach. We're going to pull a few pints. We are going to talk indie music and specifically Guided by Voices. And I've got some really special music planned for that episode as well. So do tune in. And until then, I'm Scott. This has been Insomnia Radio San Francisco, number 46. See ya. Have a good week.
You've been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net, or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.